streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. We are loaded. It is a Wednesday. Or did the rain wash away Wednesday in L.A.? Is it a Thursday? Who knows? It never stops raining. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac is joining us. All sorts of different stuff today to talk about. World Baseball Classic. I haven't seen the ratings yet. I'm sure it got a huge, huge rate. When baseball provides urgency, people watch. So the sport needs to do a better job of providing urgency. Little League World Series gets a number. The College Baseball World Series did. At Field of Dreams game, this thing's getting great numbers. It's wildly fun.
Exciting drama last night on the diamond. Yeah.
It was. It's interesting. About maybe 6 months ago, I said Shohei Ohtani is like, you know, significantly better than Babe Ruth. Most people got it. But you think of big Babe Ruth, big chested. Shohei Ohtani is actually bigger and actually built. He is not just the best player in the game. There's nothing really to compare him to. He would be like if Bob Gibson and Ted Williams morphed. It's like Mookie Betts and Verlander in his prime morphed. There's nothing like him. Babe Ruth quit pitching at 24 years old mostly. Shohei Ohtani is 28. He's just starting. He's going to get a $600 million contract. You can absolutely validate $250 million as a pitcher and $350 million as a hitter. The game now is global. He is significantly better than virtually every hitter and every pitcher. Last couple of years, he's top three in jacks. Last couple of years, he's top three in ERA. Oh, he also runs really, really well. He's everything. What do you compare it to? It's as if Patrick Mahomes and Sauce Gardner were one guy. And that's seriously what it's like. It would be like if Patrick Mahomes also played corner. He didn't go to the sidelines. He just went to the other side and was arguably the best corner, shutdown corner in the league. And the Dodgers, this is where Shohei Ohtani is going to end up. He's now with the Angels. He's going to go to the Dodgers. They let Justin Turner go and Trey Turner go and Cody Bellinger go, and they signed their payroll now is only fifth. They easily outdraw the rest of baseball. Nobody's even close. They draw 10,000 more a game than everybody else. And this kid, 62 million people watched in Japan for one of the games. He has massive drawing power. It's when A-Rod went to the Yankees, it wasn't about selling out the stadium on Friday and Saturday. It was about getting people to a Yankee game, filling out the stadium on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Thursday. And the Dodgers, again, that place is packed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and some Sunday afternoon games. He'll sell out the Mondays and Tuesdays or get them real close to it. And they already blow everybody away. So they have moved off some payroll. They're going to pay $550 to $600 million for Shohei Ohtani. It's just really remarkable what he does. There's nothing that really compares to it. Whenever I hear baseball people romanticize about the past, it wasn't a global game. NBA, but it's not just baseball. NBA diehards, oh, I just roll my eyes at it. The Knicks, the Pacers, what an Eastern Conference Finals. 7 of the 10 starters couldn't shoot an 18-foot jumper. Very few guys could handle the ball. John Starks, the best guard for the Knicks, couldn't shoot. The game is so much better now in the NBA. The skill level's 1,000 times better. It's so much more international. And so is baseball. Everybody dials into the 90s now. Everybody pitches 90s. A lot of guys pitch in the mid-90s. Everybody has some power. I can remember years ago in the mid-70s, there was a baseball team, the Cincinnati Reds. They had Johnny Bench and Tony Perez and Pete Rose and George Morgan and George Foster, and they were the big red machine. They had three guys in that lineup, well, actually four if you count the pitcher, who couldn't hit home runs. Dave Concepcion, Cesar Geronimo, Pete Rose didn't hit homers, and neither did the pitchers. So like 40% of the lineup couldn't hit jacks. I mean, what Ohtani is doing, it just doesn't even make any sense at all. He's dominating a sport that is now global. Everybody throws in the mid-90s. Everybody can hit, it feels like, for some power. And he's dominating on both sides. Here's him punching out Mike Trout to end the World Baseball Classic. Japan goes 8-0, and the USA manager talked after.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2.
He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
You know what blows me away on the stage, Tyler, is the fact that he seems to, like, no moment's too big for him. I've analyzed him for years since he's come over here. What he's doing in the game is what probably 90% of the guys in that clubhouse did in Little League or in youth tournaments, and he's able to pull it off on the biggest stages. He is a unicorn to the sport.
He will draw for the Dodgers. He'll get $550 million. You can see him pulling back on payroll, and he'll be worth every penny. Shohei Ohtani, congrats to Japan. So I thought this was an interesting story. You know how sometimes I always felt this way with Chris Paul? Is that in his prime, Chris Paul with the Clippers or the Rockets or even the Suns, if you added Chris Paul to your team, he solved a lot of issues. You'd have more maturity. You'd have a distributor. You'd have an on-court coach leader. He could give you 17 points. He could defend. He could do so many things, one player. He could solve your issues. When he went to Phoenix, they were a young team with talent but no maturity. Solve that. They weren't good enough defensively. Solve that. They didn't really have a true leader. Solve that. Chris Paul's always been great about that. I mean, what happened to Blake Griffin post Chris Paul or DeAndre Ayton? Like, he was their leader. He elevated everybody. There are these certain players that can solve multiple issues. He was perfect in Phoenix. Even the good Houston team he went to got better by 10 games, although he and Harden didn't work. So there's a story out today about Lamar Jackson is just like done with Baltimore. So he's not going to be unemployed, right? He's too talented. He's won like 75% of his games. And I thought to myself, kind of the Chris Paul feel, wouldn't he be perfect in New England? I mean, we know their defense is good. We know their coach is good. Their owner's stable. Special teams are excellent. What do they miss? They don't have any playmakers. They're slow. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, and I'm pretty sure he will, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Tua and that head coach, Did you watch the Super Bowl, Mr. Belichick? Like, it's over. The Niners, the Eagles defense, could not slow down Patrick Mahomes in the second half. The game has changed. The best coaches are offensive coaches. It's Kyle Shanahan, it's McVay, it's Andy Reid. Sean Payton just got a boatload of money to fix Denver. Lamar Jackson's perfect in New England. They're not good at offense. They can't draft offense. I looked at a list this morning of the last receivers that New England has drafted. I think it was, yeah, the Patriots wide receiver draft pick since 2010. I won't read all of them for our radio audience. It's unbelievable how bad they are. There's not a star in the mix. There's almost not a player in the mix. They can't draft offense. The last offensive player they drafted and was a Pro Bowler, I think, was Gronk. He's now retired. They put a DC at OC. The top offensive coordinators, are they even interested in the job there? Like, they've got a hole in the organization. They don't know offense. They don't have touch for it, a feel for it, a sensibility for it. And when Brady left and Josh McDaniel left, it got really bad really fast. They can't get Josh Allen off the field. They'd have to get through Burrow and Mahomes. Lamar Jackson's your Chris Paul. He gives you a dynamic playmaker, massive speed, the only two things you're missing. And oh, by the way, you move Mac Jones. I know he's got a ceiling, but Mac Jones got to a playoff, I think, as a rookie, didn't he? You can't tell me there's not a market. There's not a market for Mac Jones. There's a market for Jimmy Garoppolo, and he can't stay healthy. There's a market for everybody. I mean, Baker Mayfield's still getting offers for starting jobs. Mitch Trubisky, Steelers thought he would start for the year. Mac Jones wouldn't. He's cheap. He's accurate. Smart kid, got somebody to the playoffs. But to me, when I look at New England, you have to acknowledge what you are and what you're not. They don't do offense well. Brady, I mean, he was Bondo. He was a Band-Aid. He solved a lot of their issues. He left, they weren't the same. McDaniel left after Brady left. It's a disaster. They're not fast, and they got no playmakers, and they clearly can't draft them. Go sign the quarterback playmaker in the league. Somebody will give you a third for Mac Jones, maybe a second. All right. All sorts of stuff. World Baseball Classic. The tournament's back on tomorrow. I've already got my bets in. I got first half bets.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
I'm
very sophisticated.
Wow. First half. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Alabama first half.
Nope.
Ooh.
Very good bet.
Houston?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there it is. I knew. The two number one seeds. Tough to not like them to win, but I don't know about covering.
All right, we'll see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform. at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Well, Ja Morant is a spectacular basketball talent. Reminds me a lot of Derrick Rose. Above the rim, you'd pay to watch him play. Neither are great shooters, but they're spectacular, and there is room for accolades for guys like Ja Morant and Russell Westbrook. Some players I don't even love. I like Ja Morant a lot. I've never thought he's a guy that's most valuable. They were very good last year when he got hurt, and this year they've won 6 of 7 without him. Memphis is just fine without him. They don't have as spectacular a finisher as Ja Morant, but they're fine without him, well-run, well-coached, and deep. So he's going to lose out on $30 million or more unless he makes the All-NBA team, first, second, or third team. And he's not – there's a bunch of awards that kick in if he wins them. He's not going to win an MVP, so let's get rid of that. He's not that valuable. It is best. If he played every game, he's not an MVP. Giannis is. Steph Curry is. There are players that are simply more valuable. He's spectacular. All-NBA defense, I don't think he's going to make that either. So his chance to get this big bonus was All-NBA as a guard. There's a lot of great guards in the NBA. So first team, I'd have Luka and Steph Curry, and I'm not arguing with you. Those are the two best. Second team, I'd go Dame in Portland and SGA, the guard for Oklahoma City, who is just a phenomenal talent. And third team, you get down to Devin Booker, probably not because of injuries, De'Aaron Fox, Donovan Mitchell, and Ja Morant. And I'm sorry, but it's the end of the year. You're looking for seeding, and Ja Morant's not available. Now, Devin Booker's been banged up. I would put him in over Ja Morant because at least his are injury-related. There's nothing you can do about that. Ja Morant's issues are Ja Morant's issues. You can talk about Donovan Mitchell, but I'm sorry. Donovan Mitchell here in crucial March has been unbelievable, averaging 29 points a game. This is a franchise, if you take LeBron James out of it, always been kicked around the league, it feels like, last 25 years. Donovan Mitchell's come over, been a great teammate, been dominating in March, and Cleveland in the loaded top of the East is fourth and spectacular and fun to watch. Where's Ja? He's not available. Because he brandished a gun, nightclub, video, personal issues. I can have empathy for somebody, feel bad for somebody, but actions have consequences. Well, what about De'Aaron Fox? Are you kidding me? Losing Sacramento is now a number three seed. Do you know he has more clutch points than any guard in the NBA? He also leads the NBA in fourth quarter points. So as everybody's trying to figure out who's going to get the best seeding in the West, De'Aaron Fox is out there every night. Most clutch points, best fourth quarter player. Where's Ja Morant? He's not available. The NBA too often, and they do this because they need access to the best players and best agents, pander. Ja Morant is not making All-NBA. He's not available. Mitchell's in a tight race in the East is crushing almost 30 a game. De'Aaron Fox has taken a losing franchise and is Mr. Fourth Quarter. He's not Steph. He's not that dependable as Dame or as mature as Dame. SGA, how in the world can you explain how good Oklahoma City is? We thought they were like a 15-win team. You can't even explain that. And Memphis is winning once again without Ja Morant. Ja Morant's got to figure out Ja Morant, but too much pandering. actions have consequences. There's too many guards. And this is March. Seeding matters. I mean, let's be honest about this. In the East, you know, if you're Cleveland, you'd rather not play a game 7 in a Boston. It'd be nice if you could potentially ever face the Celtics, play it at home. A game 7 for a Sacramento. Do you want to play that, you know, on the road, or do you want to be in Sacramento? These games matter. Next 10, 15 games matter, and they matter a lot. And Ja Morant has not been available down the stretch. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
That all NBA guard situation, that is fascinating. I mean, it is really a great topic.
It's also, guards historically don't bring you championships. But when you start looking at what Donovan's done this year and SGA has done, these guys are having huge impacts on teams that we thought Oklahoma City was a kind of a tank team. They're like the Lakers. They're a viable team down the stretch to make the playoffs.
Remember when they lost Chet Holmgren? It was like, season's over. We'll see him next year.
Nope.
But the interesting part, you said people should listen closely to the media aspect, because Ja Morant and his camp can see who votes for him and who doesn't. And if you don't vote for a guy like Ja Morant and then you try to get an interview with him in a year or two, right. You cost us $37 million not voting for us. That's the weird part about this voting thing.
Well, it's always been the NBA. There's three or four agents that control everything. The NFL's got more widespread agents of influence.
Yeah.
And again, there's only one game a week. But you travel with these NBA stars. You need like four or five agents, maybe three or four agents. You need six or seven stars, six or seven executives. You don't want to burn bridges. NFL, you don't have to worry about it. Nobody, even Mahomes, as great as he is, there's a million stories to write, even with the Chiefs. So it's just a lot of pandering. I get some of it. I used to have a friend, still a friend, but somebody that covered Major League Baseball. And he's like, the season is so long between spring training. He covered the San Francisco Giants in the postseason. There's two ways to write critical stories. And you've got to be careful, because you are literally, if you turn off one guy in a locker room in baseball, he'll spread the news, you'll lose quotes.
Yeah.
So it's like football, thankfully, there's one game a week, there's a big roster, there's a lot of people to talk about and a lot of stories. They can't tune you out.
Yeah.
But in the NBA, you tick off three or four agents, they'll hide their guys from you.
And Ja Morant's so popular with the young fans, jerseys are flying off the rack. You put him on the cover of a magazine, people are picking that up in the airport, the grocery store. It's a fascinating story. All right, let's go to one that's moderately fascinating. Cam Newton trying to make a comeback in the NFL. He was throwing at Auburn's pro day yesterday. Remember, he won the MVP in 2015, was the number one overall pick. Did not play last season in the league, but I'm sure you saw some of these throws, Colin. Check this out for the FS1 viewers.
Oh,
Cam, look, it's just scrambling around against no defense, but look at him chuck. Oh, people are raving about it. Just
amazing.
A cannon arm downfield.
Zach Wilson had that too at pro day. Well, listen.
Zach less full body. It was more of just a wrist flick.
Yeah, but nobody questions Cam's big and talented. The question is accuracy, which has gone downhill. Yeah. He about year 6 and 7, you saw this at the end with Big Ben. He took so many hits. I worry about Josh Allen in this. First 6, 7 years, you get banged up, and Cam's not the same player as he was. Last several years, first several years, he's just not accurate enough. It's not that he doesn't work hard, but I said this yesterday. Cam sometimes comes off as silly. You know, like some of those videos, it matters. You're running my franchise. If you look at all the great young quarterbacks in this league, Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, guys you'd build around. Even the guys that aren't great, but we like, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts is about to be great. Don't they all have one thing in common? It's not size and arm, and no, it's not. They're adults. I mean, Jalen Hurts, like a CEO. Dak, when he first came into the league, we're like, I don't know if he can throw, but the intangibles are off the charts. Herbert, Burrow, Mahomes. You get into trouble when you get ego, Aaron, Kyler. You get into trouble when you get theatrics, Manziel, Baker, Jameis. It's like, Cam, you got to grow out of hype videos.
Well, he did a hype video where he said there
are. He banged on every other quarterback in the league. There's not nobody. It's like
32 bleepity bleepers better than me. No
it's
way.
It's like, are you going to grow out of that? Because like we have a real clear picture. The great young quarterbacks in this league, they're adults. They're not spending a lot of time doing hype videos. They're not banging on other quarterbacks. They're all. I mean, like Mahomes is like a grown up, and Jalen Hurts. all of them. Burrow, Herbert, you don't get Allen. They're focused. It's not about getting hype videos.
The pushback would be, well, how is Cam going to cut through? He's going to put out some massively crazy statement with a bad word in it. It goes viral on social media, and people are talking about Cam Newton now. They're not talking about, a quarterback who's trying to make it or come up. Like, Cam's been there, and he's just trying to get in the discussion. And I think he did that.
You know who keeps getting work and doesn't do those videos and isn't great? Andy Dalton keeps getting jobs over and
That's
over.
That's a great point.
By the way, Mitch Trubisky doesn't do those. He's not nearly as talented. Nobody wants a hot shot and a hype video guy in their room. There's a lot. But Tyrod Taylor keeps getting gigs. Why? You've got an adult in the room. Nobody's building around him. So right now, Cam's going to be a backup. You want hype video guy as a backup? I said this for years and years about Baker. Baker, at some point, you're going to be a backup sooner than you think. Nobody wants cool guy taking shots at teammates on a podium as a backup.
Can you make a case that he's a situational goal line quarterback? He had 12 rushing touchdowns with the Patriots.
I thought he grew up in New England. I kind of liked that, Cam. Like, he acknowledged what he was. He worked really hard. Everybody bagged on him in New England, but I was like, I kind of like this old version of Cam. But now we're back to hype videos, banging on other quarterbacks.
I don't know if they have room on a roster. You know, the roster's tight for a situational goal line quarterback. I don't know if that works.
I just think there's always room for hardworking, head down guys that aren't great. There's always a $4 million check. Marcus Mariota left for years, came back. He can't stay healthy. You're getting a guy that's going to be good in the room. He's going to be a good teammate. He's not going to go out and make a scene. I'm not anti-Cam, but like, at some point, you got to grow out of this I'm the man thing. Like, that's not – the hype video can't be more productive than your game. At some point, it's about your game, and there's a lot of guys in this league that are 34, aren't nearly as good as Cam. They keep getting checks to be in rooms to be backups, and I think those guys – and they all have one thing in common. There's not a famous backup in the league. Even Tim Tebow, nobody wanted him as a backup because it got too much media.
Yeah.
The backup should be a guy that can put a hat on, sunglasses, walk through a local mall, Colt McCoy, and nobody knows who he is. You don't want your backup to be newsworthy. Tim Tebow was too newsworthy. You can't have him as a backup.
Yeah. Or hold a clipboard and don't post on Instagram.
And be a good teammate.
Yeah. Next up, NFL draft. Your buddy Joel Klatt has released his list of the top 50 prospects in the draft this week. He put that out on foxsports.com. He had two Alabama guys at the top, Will Anderson and Bryce Young. He also had Jalen Carter at 6. Bijan Robinson, the Texas running back, at 4. And he's the most interesting guy to me because everybody universally says, oh, Bijan Robinson, top 10 player, top 5 talent in this draft. I don't think anybody's touching him in the top 20 because running backs, I mean, the Chiefs, the 7th rounder in the Super Bowl, like, how much value is there in a running back?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain positions in this league. For instance, wide receiver. You can get a wide receiver almost anywhere.
Okay, let me ask you, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who he has at 8.
Very good.
Or Bijan Robinson. Out of the 32 teams, how many do you think would take Robinson over Smith-Njigba in the first round?
Almost none.
Almost. I totally agree. I think JSN is a little undervalued because he missed most of the season with the hamstring issue. Are we forgetting how good this guy was 2 years ago? Like,
no, he's a great player.
Remember, Jamar Chase, remember he I think he opted out of his final year, or he basically sat out. He was like out of the mix, and then people were like, does he drop in the draft? Like, what's going to happen?
I don't have a problem taking a running back in the first round if you think, like, when – like, when didn't Belichick take, like, Sony Michel? And you're like, no. I think, wasn't he? Was he? I'm going to be wrong on this.
He was awesome at Georgia. I mean, that guy was incredible.
Nick Chubb. But Nick Chubb went second round. It's like, if you're going to take a running back first round, he has to be like Zeke. Zeke was great. I mean, think how good Jonathan Taylor was at Wisconsin. I think he went second round, I think. So it's like, to me, if you're at the end of the first round and you take a running back, there are teams. Like, if Baltimore at the end of the first round with Lamar Jackson, because with Lamar, a top running back, a top tight end, that's a really unique offense. There are certain places where I'd be like, oh, absolutely, get a running back.
I think you did this maybe during the playoffs. Look at the top teams and the Super Bowl teams in the last, like, 5 years. how many of them have like a first round running back leading the way? It's just, it's not a thing anymore.
It's the other thing is you're not going to sign him to a big second contract.
Right.
So a running back can be a situation where are you a really good team and he can take you to the next level for 3 years? Because the chances are you're not, the really good GMs that I talk to are not signing running backs. I mean, look, Kansas City is very, very well run. They drafted a running back. Was it first round, the kid from LSU?
Oh, yeah. Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah. So they drafted him first round. Now, this year they used the seventh rounder. So, and by the way, he absolutely had value.
He was awesome for a minute, like 5 minutes in his rookie year.
Yeah. So he had value, and Kansas City's smart. They needed a pop running back because they'd moved off running back. So I think there's value in drafting one. But you know when you go in, if you draft a great left tackle, he could be there for 12 years. Even if the running back's a star, you're probably moving on after year four.
The only other thing that jumps out is he has Anthony Richardson there and no Will Levis, the quarterback, who's speculated to go top 10. But the closer we get to the draft with less buzz, you wonder, does he tumble a bit?
How about this? How about this? Can I throw something at you? I heard in the last, just something I heard recently.
Was it at the movie premiere 2 nights ago?
No, it wasn't. Okay. So I was talking to an NFL scout who I trust. And he said, never, like for instance, Jalen Carter for Georgia. There were questions about some character stuff. And then like he comes in overweight for the pro day. He goes, now you're doubling down on our concern. So Will Levis, the concern is he spends too much time in the gym. He's ripped. He likes to be ripped. He shows up to the combine in a super tight shirt. One scout's like, turn off. We already think you're too jacked. Don't brag about it. Like, don't like come out like, look at me. It's like, no, 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 no. Downplay that. We like your brain. We like your arm. So, like, when you double down on a company has a concern, they hire somebody, and they think he's got a little bit of a temper, and then you blow up in the break room day two. It's like, okay, now you're a problem. You don't want to double down before the draft. If people think you're irresponsible, just fake it and be responsible pre-draft. Levis, jacked up guy, kind of a concern.
Well, I have a parallel for you on Jalen Carter real quick.
Okay.
Remember this guy? He was awesome at the University of Miami. And in the 90s, totally dominant. And then right before the draft, there's all these character concerns. And he tumbles down to 12 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His name? Warren Sapp. I'm not saying Jalen Carter's going to be that good. But there is value if a superstar like Carter, who everybody's loved the last 2 years, if he tumbles to like 9, 10, 11... there is immense value in talent
like
that. Well,
and the other thing Jalen Carter has going for him, there are several teams at the top. Chicago and Detroit have the same exact need. Defensive tackle pressure on the interior. So those teams both have that need in division. So you could see Chicago say, we're not letting Detroit have this guy. We already have concerns about the interior O-line. So the Bears and the Lions, to me, on Jalen Carter, I could see them going back and forth here in the pre-draft stuff and saying, listen, if we don't get him, I don't want him ended up in our division twice a year and we got to block him. Good stuff, J-Mac with the news.
Paul George got injured last night.
Collins. I saw that.
Did not look good. It happened late in the game. No report yet on just how bad it is. He was carted off the court. Clippers lost to OKC. Look at the way that bent. Now, you just got to hope, man, that this is not super serious.
He's such a good player. Such a good player. He's one of the better two-way guys in the league.
I mean, I talked about him huge yesterday saying, listen, I like them against the Suns.
Listen,
there's
a lot of people in the league that think Jason Tatum's way up here and Paul George is way down here. I think they're closer than people think. They're both two-way guys. We question Tatum a little bit, big shot. We question Paul in the playoffs. And I mean, Tatum's a better player. But I don't think the gap between Tatum and Paul George on their good nights is as gigantic as everybody thinks. Tatum's reputation is top five guy in the league. Paul George is, you know, he doesn't deliver in the playoffs. Paul George is a great player.
He's a great regular season player. Well, he's had his playoff issues. Tatum is a first-team All-NBA guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Lock it up.
So you view Tatum as an MVP-level guy, and Paul George, the first thing out of your mouth is, hey, he's a good regular season guy.
I think you can build around Jason Tatum. He can be your number one. I think Paul George is a two at this stage in his career.
Okay,
he was a one in Indy, but Paul George is clearly a two now.
So he was a one at Indy.
in Indy when he went toe-to-toe with LeBron.
And gave them fits.
He did. That was like 7 years ago.
It was Paul George, Roy Hibbert.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they gave that Miami. I watched every minute of those games.
That was like a long time ago, man. It was like 6, 7, 8 years ago, wasn't it, Indy? LeBron with the Heat?
Paul George is good.
He's good. He's clearly a number two, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Then he's arguably the best two in the league. He's top two. To AD and Paul George are my all two team.
We need to dive into that deeper later, but I don't know that he's the best number two.
Ryan, if I said my number two team is Dame, the second team all in, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying Paul George is good.
He's very good. Yeah, I like him.
Oh, I'm sorry. As a regular season guy. Go look up the numbers. I bet you he scored a few buckets in the postseason.
We'll just run footage of the Denver Nuggets series when he's throwing stuff off the side of the backboard in the most important game of his life.
Paul, just want you to know one guy here thinks you're really good.
Donovan Mitchell bounced him and Russell Westbrook in the playoffs. I could go on, Colin.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for
We needed brevity
the
there.
Herd line.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Your home for Saturday baseball is MLB on Fox. All season long, the biggest stars and teams square off in the biggest games on the best day of the week. Major League Baseball action returns Saturday, April 1st on Fox.
What's the game? Or just the sports returning?
Just the sport. Returning to Fox.
All right. Very good. World Baseball Classic was money. Japan wins again, undefeated.
Apparently, the number of viewers in Japan was like, I think for the one of the semifinals.
62 million.
Yeah, did you see that?
And last night, I don't think that was last night. So they'll probably get 80 million. That was earlier in the series. So they may have gotten.
In Japan. Right.
But I'm saying the numbers we've got, I bet you last night, I'll make a guess, last night got 3 million viewers. That's unbelievable.
I'll go 3.1.
That beats NBA early round playoff games. That's impressive for an exhibition, World Baseball Classic, which on a lot of nights, you know, I mean, this was a several countries, not just USA. It was, and the numbers were really strong. It's really good spring programming.
Remember the NBA did the play-in tournament, and it was like Steph Curry against LeBron, and it was an incredible game. Like, play-in! Hey, more of this,
you
please!
Know, that's what's funny. Whenever I hear, you know, oh, the ratings, this and that, college football were up, NFL was up, World Baseball Classic, a home run, March Madness ratings have been unbelievable. Sports gambling is keeping people watching bad games longer. And so there's two ways to get a TV rating: cume, total audience, and time spent watching, right? So what's happening is the cume doesn't always go up, but people are watching games longer because you'd watch a bad game longer if you got $20 on it. And the average sports bet in America is $4.
No,
that's it. That's it. So people just want to be involved. If you go to the DraftKings and FanDuel, they just want to be involved. They want to have juice on the game. They want to hit a two-team parlay and go out and buy lunch. Have a margarita. It's fun. So the Carolina Panthers are sending 11 representatives, owner, his wife, the GM, the coach, Frank Reich, 11 representatives to Columbus, Ohio for the pro day. I think it's Columbus. It's somewhere. For C.J. Stroud, the quarterback of the Buckeyes. Now, what I think they're doing psychologically, they want to bring a massive staff to put a little pressure on C.J. Stroud, see how he reacts to it. They want to make sure everybody knows that 11 people are showing up. The entire franchise is showing up. Going to put a little pressure on him. So as a two-year starter for C.J. Stroud, it's interesting. He never really had a bad game. He had a couple of games with two picks, but they were bad weather games. He played a game in Nebraska where it was blowing sideways. But they lost to Oregon at Columbus, but he threw for 484 yards. It was the Buckeyes defense that stunk, and Oregon went up and down the field. He lost to Michigan, but he threw for 350 yards, and Michigan was also great. You know, I was thinking about this with C.J. Stroud. My prediction is he won't be a bust for Frank Reich. He won't be a bust. And I'll give you an example. So we know that Frank Reich gave Andrew Luck his most efficient season, and we know he gave Carson Wentz his last really good season. And he also took prehistoric Phillip Rivers to the playoffs. Phillip had better seasons in his prime, but it was a really impressive thing. Phillip Rivers, we thought he was shot. He got 11 wins. They went to Buffalo and gave the Bills a real game, playoff game. But it's what he did with Jacoby Brissett that's fascinating. And this is why. C.J. Stroud has more talent, that's no question, than Jacoby Brissett. About the same size, I think, but C.J. Stroud is a better talent. High school, college, he's a better player. So this is what's interesting. Frank Reich in 2019 coached the Colts. T.Y. Hilton missed like 7-8 games, something like that. Jonathan Taylor wasn't there yet. That was the next draft. It was an abysmal offense. And Jacoby Brissett, 3-1 touchdown ratio, 61% completion percentage, and a passer rating 88-89. Now you say to yourself, well, what a big deal. His stats that year, Jacoby Brissett, where they didn't have a number one running back, and the leading receiver that year in many games, their top receiver was Zach Pascal. Jacoby Brissett ended up with a passer rating, a completion percentage, and a touchdown to interception ratio equal in the ballpark of Andy Dalton's career. Andy Dalton's a three-time Pro Bowler in the AFC. A three-time Pro Bowler. So, yet we know he got an old Phillip Rivers to the AFC playoffs, better conference. We know the last good year Carson Wentz wasn't a tire fire. It was Frank Reich. We know what he did with Andrew Luck. But it's what he did with Jacoby Brissett that's pretty remarkable. And when you get into trouble in the NFL is when you have a bust, when you have a Paxton Lynch, a Ryan Leaf, a Johnny Manziel. then you got to pivot quickly and you get very desperate as a franchise. Even Andrew Luck's quick retirement, the Colts have never been the same. I don't think you're going to get that with C.J. Stroud. I think he's going to end up being efficient. I don't see a lot of magic, a lot of juice. I don't see a lot of it. But if he was Kirk Cousins, he's bigger than Kirk Cousins. He's accurate like Kirk Cousins. He runs better than Kirk Cousins. I don't know. He can do worse than Kirk Cousins. He throws a better ball than Dak, much more accurate. It looks like he runs about as well as Dak. He's a two-year starter. He didn't really have any awful games at Ohio State. Now, it's Ohio State. But, you know, I'm sitting around thinking about what Frank Reich's done in his career, not just with stars, but with Jacoby Brissett in 2019. Nothing to work with. I don't know. Maybe that doesn't qualify as a number one pick, but right now Carolina, after the Baker stuff, the Kyle Allen stuff, the Sam Darnold stuff, they just got to get out of chaos. They got to get out of desperation. And if C.J. Stroud chops it up today at the pro day, I could absolutely look and say he'll be efficient, he'll be productive. Remember, he's not entering the AFC West. It's the NFC South, the worst quarterback division maybe ever for a season. I mean, pre-Derek Carr, it was a tire fire. So my guess is I don't see a lot of spectacular, but, you know, we had T.J. Hushmanzada on this show earlier this week. He's the one that told me, Colin, when I said Joe Burrow was Tony Romo — Tony Romo was good, by the way — he said, no, he's better than that. When I said I like Justin Herbert, he said, you better love Justin Herbert. When I was a critic of Josh Allen, he said, he's going to be a star. He said C.J. Stroud, he'd take him number one.
What I like about C.J. is this is off the field. Whoever the 50, and I've told people this, whoever's the 53rd guy on the roster, he's going to make them feel like they're the first guy on the roster. That's just who he is. C.J. needs to go somewhere where the coach believes in him. You got guys that can make plays, because he's a little more fiery than Bryce is, a little more talkative than what Bryce is. But I would probably go, C.J.
How about that? That's something, is it not? Something.
I listened to that rant. I digested all of it. My question back to you is, do you trade up for someone who definitely won't be a bust? Because that's basically the best you can say about C.J. Stroud. And you said he didn't really have a terrible game.
Okay.
I was just reading about the Michigan game. Do you remember that, the one before the Georgia game?
You mean the really bad weather game when you're playing in inclement weather?
Both quarterbacks were playing in inclement weather, but okay. At halftime, Ohio State was in great shape. They were looking awesome.
Yeah.
Michigan and Jim Harbaugh adjusted in the second half. Yeah. C.J. Stroud didn't do jack squat. I like Stroud. I just want to paint the picture of both sides.
Now, your question is, do you move up in the draft to get somebody that's not a bust? Well, I'm saying not a bust, being I think he could be productive. Quarterback is a little different, right? Like, if you're in chaos at quarterback, you're in chaos as a franchise. If you're at chaos at cornerback or outside linebacker, you can make the playoffs. But if you're in chaos, it's like being in Phoenix. I don't need the best pool. I need a pool. Got to have a pool in Phoenix. Got to have a coat in Alaska. Yeah. I don't have to be, I cannot be in chaos at one position in this league. I can be bad everywhere. Bad at quarterback, everybody loses their job. Sometimes you move up to just avoid chaos. Hour two next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great,
but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.